we're expecting our population to double, essentially. So we're looking at approximately 10,000 people could infiltrate this area. That's a low estimate. It could be more. Maybe it's less.
I think that's very low.
I definitely think it's like planning for the storms that we keep planning for. You're preparing for the absolute worst and you just never know. We know that the estimates coming out from the state, Hot Springs could see 100,000 people because it's also race weekend. And it's just those numbers are going to continue to grow. And with us, I think you're right. It's probably going to be more than 10,000 just because of the natural beauty of our area. If you're going somewhere to watch the solar eclipse, why would you not want to come to this area?
This on the water, it's...
And that's why we had representation from the Corps. You know, we were trying to get as many people from emergency management area, you know, hospitality industry, because people are already starting to get their reservations. And like you said, there's going to be a lot of people come to this area that maybe have never been here. They've never been on the water. They've never rented a boat before. And now all of a sudden they want to.
And we're going to throw them in the water.
We're going to throw them in the water. And so it's, what can we start doing now to prepare? And the biggest thing for us is, especially with the hospitality industry, if we can encourage our resorts, hotels to do 4 and 5 night minimums, that's also going to help us with the traffic. If we can keep some of these people here. But essentially with the solar eclipse, Mountain Home will be in total darkness for just over 3 minutes. And if you need something to compare that to, guys, that's longer than the Kentucky Derby.
Yes.
We are going to be in total darkness, and school will be closed that day. I mean, there's going to be a lot.
It's a Monday, correct?
It's a Monday. So we're hoping to have several festivities kick off, you know, beginning on Friday to try to keep people entertained. Each community is going to do a little something different. There is a website. It's called OzarkMountainEclipse.com.
Oh, great.
And so that's the website that we have created at this point in time to try to keep everybody as informed as possible. If you need a place to stay, you know, if you feel the need to rent out your home, do it. You can, you know, if you have an RV, you can camp in your backyard, you know, rent out your home and
make some money,
make your mortgage payment for the month.
There you go.
But, you know, the state of Arkansas has been working on this actually since 2017. As soon as we knew that we were in the path, they got on it, and Parks and Tourism started talking with all the communities that got hit in 2017, learning what do we need to prepare for? What do you wish you would have done? And so on and so forth.
Great question.
So ultimately, you know, all we can do at this point is plan ahead. And, you know, you don't think about little things, but from what we've learned from other communities, they ran out of gasoline. They ran out of groceries because they just weren't expecting that massive influx. So if we can make sure that the people that live here go ahead and stock up, maybe the, you know, the weekend before, the week before, get your groceries, get gas, lay low, try to stay off the roads, because essentially people are coming. You know, we want you to be a part of all the festivities, but definitely just be cognizant. Just know ahead that there's going to be a lot of extra people in town.
Right.